Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, where we talk with top administrators across Central Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle, and today I have Midway Mayor Tom Bozarth on the phone. Good day to you, Mayor Bozarth.
Good day to you too, Alan.
This is the first time that we've had a chance to talk about Midway, so what is the best thing about being the mayor of Midway, Kentucky?
Just being able to live here and serve our my community, and it's just I'm blessed to the people that have voted me to be mayor, so I just couldn't think of a better place to be.
Describe your community for folks who've never been to Midway.
Well, a good friend of mine explained how, someone asked him how you got to Midway, and he said, you go out Main Street, and you head head north and northwest, going toward on 421, and you get to go about 10 miles, and you get to a yellow blinking light, and you take a left there, and you go back 100 years. So, you know, we're an old town, small population of 1,641. First town in Kentucky that was established by a railroad. So we have a good, rich railroad heritage, and one of the few communities in the state that have a railroad running through the middle of town. Plus, we're also surrounded by many horse farms. We're the epicenter of the thoroughbred industry in Kentucky.
And that places you right in the solidly in the middle of horse country, as you would say.
Yes, we're right in the middle. We have Three Chimneys Farm that is here in the Midway area. Airdrie Stud, Lane's Inn is right down the road, and so we have a lot of the top thoroughbred farms located here.
Now, not to mention, you have Midway College. Talk a little bit about that.
Midway College is our largest employer, and it's been here for since the mid-1800s, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship that we've had with the college and the city, and they're good community partners, and to have them here is a real asset.
As you mentioned, you turn left and you go back about 100 years. So obviously you want to preserve Midway's charm as a small town. But at the same time, your job as a top administrator is to oversee some development and growth issues. So talk a little bit about that push-pull that you see in Midway.
Well, you got to find an equal balance, because cities need revenues, and Midway is like any other city that, we're limited on a revenue stream. And you've got to have new development to help bring in some new jobs, opportunities for people that's going to help create revenue for to provide services for our citizens, and but yet you want to find that equal balance to where you're not going to go overboard and create too much and ruin the charm that we have here in Midway.
And there's been a number of, shall we say, ideas that have not gone over well. I believe a few years ago there was a developer was seeking a zoning change to build a mixed-use retail and residential complex.
What happened is we have an industrial park that across the interstate, 170 acres, that was zoned for industrial use. And it was built during a time when right at the peak of good industrial park developments. And then we kind of got on the backside of that, and it didn't work, and so then we had to find a way to do something with it, and it was rezoned for residential use and commercial, which it was already zoned for commercial use in the front part of that property. But there was a stipulation on the rezoning of two residential units is how many units could be built a year on that property. So it's going to be a 10-year build-out when the time comes, which is sometime in the future, and which that means there's going to be more users that we're going to have for our water and sewer plant. So that's something that we've had to adjust to.
And I understand that you have put together a task force on sewer and water infrastructure needs, and you have an important event coming up in November, correct?
That's correct, Alan. At the beginning of my second term when I started, I said we need to look at some long-range planning of our water and sewer infrastructure here in the city. We've had our water and sewer infrastructure was put in the mid-30s, and it's never been addressed. And so we put together a task force to look at that and kind of develop some ideas and identify some areas that needed to be addressed, on a priority list. And we just finished that process with them about a month ago. And in the meantime, we've had some talks with Kentucky American about Kentucky American buying our infrastructure assets, our water and sewer, our sewer plant, and our water customers and the infrastructure that goes with that. And so we're trying to tie all this together so that we can decide as a community which is the best option for Midway for the future, whether we decide to sell to Kentucky American Water or if we decide to keep and repair and put new infrastructure in to what we already have, which it's going to be cost associated with that in the future.
And obviously selling to Kentucky American, that puts the onus on them to make the upgrades, correct?
That's correct. And where the difference, they have over 115,000 customers, and we have a customer base of 725, and so you can see the difference between the two, and then how you would spread a cost across, between the customer base. But we're going to have this public hearing in November. I don't have a date yet, but sometime in November, and we're going to put forth a presentation that's going to be moderated by Tad Long of the Kentucky League of Cities, and he's going to give the history of water and sewer in Midway, and also just, from past, to where we are now, and then we'll have a presentation by Kentucky American, and there'll be facts given out. We'll have some information for our citizens to look at, go over, study, and then we're going to come follow it up with another question and answer meeting, public hearing, for the citizens to ask questions they might have to our representatives of the city, and also with Kentucky American, and then ultimately the input that we get from that will be helpful because the citizens of Midway will make this decision, and the six council members will vote on it, but ultimately we want the city of Midway to be happy and tell us what direction they want us to go in the future. It's a big decision.
It definitely sounds like it, and that will be in the coming, months and maybe years ahead where this takes Midway.
Right. And, it's something that needed to be addressed, and it hadn't been addressed in you know, and it's one of those things that I'm glad that we're going forward with this, and there'll be a decision made one way or the other how we want to deal with it in the future.
I have on my list here also to talk about curbside recycling.
Well, have you ever made a decision in your life and you know, you think it's a good decision, but after you make it, then you know there's no doubt that it was a great decision. That's what happened with our recycling, curbside recycling here and with the council and with their decision to have curbside recycling with Rumpke. And there's always been a question from citizens of Midway have been, you know, we need to get rid of our glass, get rid of our glass. And previously we didn't have a way to get rid of the glass. And so we decided to go with Rumpke and do the single stream recycling. It's been very well received by our citizens. They're very happy about it. Taking a lot of garbage, recycling materials out of the garbage stream, and we are currently recycling about 10 tons of material a week that goes to the regional recycling center in Lexington. So it's over 520 tons for the year. So I mean, we're couldn't be happier about the success of that.
And what has it meant to the bottom line?
Our garbage rate, I think it's gone up. It was a nickel more to include recycling into the garbage for a garbage contract, which we just entered into a four-year contract with Rumpke, and they had been providing garbage service for the city. So that's for a nickel more. I think that we've made the right decision.
All right, and final question. There are several events that are coming to Midway in the coming weeks and months. So in the time we have left, I'll give you a chance to plug a few.
Okay. Well, this past weekend we had the Midway Fall Festival, and it was a very good event again. And it was the 38th annual, and attendance was very well attended by a lot of people. And so looking forward to the 39th next year. The 29th of this month, we have the Bourbon Chase Relay that will be making a stop in Midway. And this, I believe, is the third year that they've done that. And then in October, we have the Iron Horse Half Marathon that is run in Midway. And we'll have over 1,200 runners this year. And it's a very well-attended event, and that's what we have coming up.
All right. Midway Mayor Tom Bozarth has been our guest today on Mondays with the Mayors, and best of luck to you, Tom.
Well, Alan, thank you, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about Midway.